Glad you were able to be out this morning, those of you who are here. We're going to make some changes around this morning. I'll be trying to lead the singing, and Tom's going to be our preacher this morning. So hopefully things will go as we expect. If you'll turn to 377, if you haven't already, that's a song farther along. I'm going to try a couple songs here. On Wednesday night, we've been studying in the book of James. And one of the things that James talks about is trials, temptations, and our attitude we should take to those things, that they actually should make us stronger. They're not necessarily good things. They're hard to get through. But when we come out of it, maybe we can see some kind of good we can get out of them, and that we just hold strong and firm on those. So farther along, number 377. Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us. Never molested, though in the wrong, farther stand. Please stand at this time for prayer.
Dear God in heaven, thank you for the opportunity this wonderful Sunday morning to be able to come together, study your word, and sing these songs unto you. God, we ask you to be with those that are unable to be with us this morning, those that are dealing with different illnesses, those that continue to recover from surgeries. Please give them comfort and strength during their challenging times. God, we thank Brother Tom for the preparation that he has put into delivering a lesson from your word. Please be with us as we come with open minds and we're able to take from this and put it to our own lives and continue to grow as Christians. God, please be with us throughout the rest of our service. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
If you want to mark the invitation song at this time, it's 578, Trust and Obey, 578. Now, if you'll turn to 293, yield not to temptation. Another lesson of James about temptation, where they come from. 293. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. Fight manfully onward, dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He take this opportunity to thank him for the work he's put in on that. Tom?
Good to see everyone this morning. If you're a visitor, we're glad to have you with us. Beautiful morning. We're blessed. Jim just led a song there. I'd like just, before you look at that, that song, kind of goes to what I'm going to talk about. Last verse. 293. Last verse. To him that overcomes, God giveth a crown. Through faith we shall conquer, though often cast down. He who is our Savior, that's Jesus, our strength, will renew. Something we have to do. Look ever to Jesus, and he'll carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. And he is willing to aid you or help you, and he'll carry you through. I'm going to be singing the first and last verse of a couple songs here in a little bit. Going on to the lesson, Jim, or the song, Jim, I just read some verses. Went through this lesson many times through the week and trying to add. And sometimes we get too much. Sometimes we don't get enough. I don't know how long this will be. It won't be too long. But I just hope you'll listen. Maybe get something out. My introduction, don't give up. Matter of fact, we can't give up if we want to go to heaven. We live in a dangerous, troubling world. It can be very upsetting. Seems like we're living in a broken, fallen world. Things get stressful. If you hear the news, we hear robberies, kidnappings, prices out of control, food prices rising, fuel bills, health insurance, everything for our livelihood keeps going up. What can we do? Can't control all that, but we don't give up. We have billionaires running our country. They don't even know probably what a loaf of bread costs. But we do. Do you remember when years ago, some of you might remember, a loaf of bread was maybe 25 cents, gallon milk's $1. I remember when gas was 32 cents a gallon, candy bar was nickel, ice cream was less than 50 cents a half gallon. No, people didn't make much money, but everything didn't raise every time you went to store. As I said, we have billionaires running the country, but we still have to pray for them. The Bible says pray for your leaders in 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1, 2. Pray for all those in authority. And we do that. But that don't make it easy, does it? We have widows here at church going through a lot, lost loved ones. Terrible times. And I hate to say, think what that's like someday if I lose my wife before me. Don't give up. We have people going through health problems here. Please don't give up. It's not easy. It's easier said than done, isn't it? It's burdensome and stressful sometimes. And our faith can be shaken. Don't give up, church. Friends, don't give up. Sad times, but yet God can give us strength. He'll carry us through. There's sad times going on in the church today. Adding, subtracting from God's word, they're going astray. That's sad. We have to pray for them. But Paul tells us in Acts 14, verse 22, if you've got your Bibles, please open them and listen to what Paul said. We must, through much tribulation and trials, enter the kingdom of heaven. We're going to go through trials and temptations and tribulation. God didn't say everything's going to be easy, but he'll be with us. He'll give us strength. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Not easy. He didn't say we wouldn't have problems or everything be a bed of roses. But he did say in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 22, for the Lord will not forsake you nor forsake you, his people. And we have hope in Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 says, the Lord Jesus Christ is our hope. There's the word hope. That hope's a small word, but means a lot, doesn't it? I like the word, go through the word hope, H-O-P-E, and find some words that goes along with hope. Hope, the letter H. What do we find in the word hope? Heaven. Heaven, beautiful home with God. And what do we have to do to get to heaven? Oh, we have to obey. We have to obey God. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9 tells us that he became the author of eternal salvation to all that obey him as Jesus Christ. Hebrews 5, 9. The word letter P, what's P stand for? Peace. P-E-A-C-E. We can have peace through trials. Then the letter E. Eternity. We can get peace of mind when we know we've got heavenly home. Eternal life with our Lord forever. H-O-P-E. Heaven. Obey. Peace and eternity. It's a wonderful blessing to have hope. There's many verses in the Bible that talks about hope. If you will, turn your Bibles to Lamentations. That's in the Old Testament. Lamentations is after Jeremiah. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. If you'll follow along, I believe this goes with our lesson today. Don't give up. There's hope. Lamentations 3:22 says, "It is of the Lord mercies that we are not consumed, we're not destroyed. Lord has mercies, because his compassions fail not." Lord says something, he's going to do it. Sometimes we're going to give up and our faith gets weakened. Where are we going to go? But to God. Lamentations, verse 23, "They are new every morning." God's compassions are new every morning. He knows what's going on. "Great is thy faithfulness." God is faithful. He's great. Verse 24, Lamentations, chapter 3, "The Lord is my portion, says my soul. I will hope in him." There's a word of hope. Don't give up, church. Don't give up. If we can see all the creation God has done, the sun being 93 million miles away. I took a picture the other night of it going down. It's a beautiful picture. If God put that there, why don't you think he can take care of us? Don't give up. Ernie and me was talking the other day about the sun. God set it in an exact place. I don't know exactly, but it's been said that if it was one way or the other, we'd freeze to death or roast to death. God did it. God put it there. If he can do that, he can take care of his people. You will turn to Romans chapter 8. This is going to be our chapter we're going to go to. I think it goes along for our lesson this morning about hope and things that might separate us from God. Nothing can. We're going to see that. Only we ourselves. Romans chapter 8. The Bible says in verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after what? The flesh, but after the Spirit." We know we have to have physical needs in this life. That's flesh and physical needs. God knows that. Nothing wrong with that. But we don't want to dwell on those things and not think about the spiritual things. "For as many," verse 14 tells us, "are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." If we're doing spiritual things, loving God, putting him first, God's going to take care of that, them things. If we're going through health problems, they might not get better. We don't understand all that, but someday they'll all be over and be a better place. Don't give up, church. Don't give up. Now I want to go to verse 18. Chapter 8 of Romans, verse 18. "For I reckon," Paul said, "that the sufferings of this present time," all the sufferings people go through, physical, "are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us, in us." All the sufferings we're going through, heartaches, physical problems, health problems, financial problems, marriage problems, and it's not easy, is it? But not be compared with the glory that she'll get after this life. It says, not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Please go to verse 24, chapter 8 of Romans. The Bible says we are saved by what? Hope. Not hope only, hope, grace, baptism, confession, repentance, all those. Can't leave one out. But we are saved by hope. We have that hope in our Lord that He'll save us. We are saved by hope, but what's it say? Hope that is seen is not hope. We don't see heaven right now, but we hope to go. And we can go. 1 John chapter 13, I believe it says, verse 5, or chapter 5, verse 13. We can know we have eternal life. We can know if we're living for God. We can know it. It's not something we have to guess at. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? No, we don't see heaven right now, but we hope. But if we hope for that which see not, verse 25, then do we with patience what? Wait for it. Paul said in Philippians, he said, he'd rather leave this earth and be of Christ, which is far better. But he had to stay here to keep preaching. Far better to be of Christ. And we want to live as long as we can to see our grandkids grow and things. But yet, there's a better place. Verse 28, please, Romans chapter 8, if you'll look at that. What's he saying here? We know that all things work together for good. Maybe not right now, but it's going to work together for good. We're talking spiritual things a lot with physical in this chapter, but it's for good after this life. We've got to hold on. Be patient. We've got to not give up. He said, together for good to them that what? Love God. God wants us to love Him. To them that are called according to His purpose. God wants our love for Him. What are some things we hope for in this life? We all maybe hope for a better job when we're working or have worked. We hope for nice weather. We hope for, some of us hope maybe for a bigger house. We hope our kids will graduate from college and get a fine job. But there's nothing wrong with all those things. Big question, though. Do we hope that they go to heaven? Your husband, your wife, grandkids, your children, you want them to go to heaven. That's what our hope should be in. More than fine jobs, fine clothes, which there's nothing wrong with that, but that is not as important as hope of heaven. I told my grandson I want him to see him in heaven. Of course, my daughter and her husband, my wife, the brethren here. We want to go to heaven. We want everyone to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. I have to work on things to go to heaven. I've got to have that hope. I've got to live right. Each day. Always improvement to do. What's some of the things we can do to have that hope? Please turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. If you look at verse 10 in some of these verses, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, this is some of the things we have to do to stay strong. Paul said, finally, brethren, talking to the church, be strong in the Lord. How do we do that? The power of his might. He says, put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God. Back then, they had armor they wore for fightings on their breast, chest, feet, head, metal armor. I guess that's the way I'd say it. We don't do that physically that way. But he's talking spiritual things. He said, put on the whole armor of God. What is some of them? We wrestle not, verse 12, against flesh and blood. That's physical. Against principalities, power, against rulers of darkness of the world. Spiritual wickedness in high places. We have to fight against the devil, don't we? Satan. He said, verse 13, take unto the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and done all to stand. We have to put on God's word and prayer and all these things to be able to stand against evil and against the devil. We can't just be not doing something. And he said in verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. What's truth? Word of God. The word of God. That's truth. And breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod. These is all them things they wore for protection in battles. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, he says, verse 16, take the shield of faith. There's faith. That you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You ever feel like Satan's just throwing darts at you and do this, do that, and tempt you here and all kinds of things in this life? Try to get you to fall. Don't let him do that. Put on the helmet. Verse 17, here it is. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Which is what? The word of God. That's how we fight against Satan and evil and keep ourselves right and faithful and hope. Keeping this word. Study it, learn it, and obey it. And he says also, verse 18, there it is, pray. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Pray for the saints. That's the church. Pray for each other. We don't do that just every minute, but there's times when I'll try to pray for each one in the church. Boy, we need it, don't we? We need prayers. Okay? Now, since we talked about hope and going to heaven, let's don't give up, church. And there's a lot of people in here who goes through a lot more than I do. Physical problems, health, and I feel for them. And people lost their husbands or wives. It's sad, but yet they're here this morning. They're trying to stay strong and not give up. That's a blessing. Got a couple songs I'm going to sing. First and last verse. It might go along with this lesson this morning. If you will, turn to 492. We'll sing the first and last verse. Heaven will surely be worth it all. 492. Often I'm hindered on my way, burdens so heavy I almost fall. Then worth it. One more song, 519. 519, please. When it says when we all get to heaven, I want to change that to when the saved get to heaven. It's the saved that's going to heaven. And that's in the red book. It's got that singing. So remember, just when the saved get to heaven, on down. First and last. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When the saved get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When the saved see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When the saved get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When the saved see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, 58, the Bible teaches that Paul said, Brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Our work is not empty. It's not useless. Let's keep pressing on, doing God's will, hope for heaven, and God promises of heaven. We have to obey the gospel, though, in order to do that. If there's anyone here this morning never obeyed the gospel, repent. Confess, be baptized into Christ in water for forgiveness of sins. That's how we go to heaven. Of course, live faithfully. That's just the beginning. Live faithfully until Christ calls us when our time's no more. What a blessing, church. And if there's anyone here this morning who needs prayers or anything you need, we're here to help you in any way we can. The victory's in Christ. So if you're here this morning, Jim will lead us in an invitation song. Please stand. Anything you need, come forward. Jim?
Trust and obey. 578. We'll do the first, third, and last verse. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He does richly repay. Not a greed nor a loss, not a crown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no
sounds, we prepare our minds for the Lord's Supper. Oft we come together, 134, all three verses.
Oft we come together, oft we sing and pray, here we bring our offering on this holy day. Help us, Lord, thy love to see. May we all in truth and spirit worship thee. May
Jim Leddison song, we come together upon this first day of the week in one accord to remember what God has done for each and every one of us. He sent his son to die for us that we might have an everlasting home in heaven, that hope that Tom talked about in his sermon, a heavenly home, no greater place. We sometimes think we have paradise here on earth, but it's not paradise. It's got a lot of pain and suffering and a lot of work. We have that hope of, through Jesus, that for a heavenly home. We come together on the first day of the week, partake of these emblems that represents Christ's body. The bread represents his body. The fruit of the vine represents his precious blood. Let's give thanks for that bread. Dear Lord, we humbly come before you this morning. We thank for this opportunity we have to come together. We ask you to bless this bread that represents your son's body that was so freely given on the cross for each and every one of us. Help us keep his suffering and what he did for us deep in our hearts. Dear Lord, please forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Like manner, let's give thanks for the fruit of the vine. Dear Lord, we ask that you would bless this fruit of the vine that represents your son's precious blood that was shed on the cross. Help us keep his suffering in our hearts and what he did for us deep within our hearts. Help us always remember his sacrifice. We thank you for your son. Please forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Also upon the first day of the week, we're commanded to give back as we've been prospered. Let us go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for all the blessings of life that you so richly bestow upon us. You give us so much. Help us always to appreciate all those things that you give us. At this time, give us a cheerful heart as we give back to thee. And we thank you ever so much for all the blessings of life. Such wonderful blessings we enjoy so much. Please, again, please forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother Jim has announcements.
You may have noticed that there's not a bulletin this morning. We want to keep in mind Holly's not doing well after her surgery, and let's keep her in her prayers as well. Might mention a few things that were mentioned Wednesday night from the last bulletin. Keep all those in mind that are mentioned. There's so many that are suffering right now with different problems and ailments. Church youth group met on the 11th. Also, Wednesday night youth classes. Keep those in mind. Let's see something. April 12th. That was the Golden Ages Day. I guess that has passed on there. Camp Barbie. Mark has in the bulletin about the weeks that that'll be. So keep that in mind. That's coming up in June. Pennsville Vacation Bible School, about it. It's in June as well. Somerset having a Ladies Inspiration Day on the 17th of May. What's called a Connect 2025 Connect Conference, July 30th and August 1st. That's with Austin Woodfin, which was the preacher down at Pennsville for a while. There's someone else will be coming in there now, I think, for that. And Bob Crawford is mentioned there on that. One other thing, I guess a couple other things here. We have a thank you card from the youth group. And recently they had Domino's card the church had given them. And they had some ice cream after their meeting together. So this thank you card for the church doing that. And all of them signed it. So we're thankful for the youth that we have coming, and we want to encourage them. Anything you can do on that as well. I was thinking this morning, too, as Tom was speaking on Don't Give Up, one of the things the three of us have been studying recently is the resurrection, and something that come to my mind, it talks about the 11. Well, of course, Judas had betrayed Christ. He wasn't there anymore. But those 11 men were told to meet near a mountain, and they were going to see Christ. Now, just think, that's just 11. That's a small number. We're a small number, but we can make a difference. We may be weak sometimes physically. We may be few in number, but we can be very, very strong in spirit. And we're going to keep that in mind and keep going. So today, make a difference in somebody's life. See what you can do to help. Also, Jared's given me this announcement. This week's South Main Church of Christ podcast, which will come out Wednesday night at midnight. We're talking about Christ's Table in downtown Zanesville. If you've been up around Zanesville, you've heard about that. I'd heard about it, but I didn't know anything really much about it until Keeley Warden come down and did a podcast. That'll be viewed after Wednesday midnight. That'll be on for a week. Keeley Warden, who heads up Christ's Table, is my guest during the podcast. The episode will be available Thursday morning. It is really interesting episode. A preview video clip has already gotten several hundred views on Facebook. Also, Lord willing, we will have one or two episodes about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ sometime before Sunday. One thing the elders had decided on that, because of the time period on a podcast, we're just going to try to focus on the resurrection. We always want to remember death, burial, and resurrection. That is the center of the gospel, but we're looking at that resurrection and what happened during that time in the few minutes that we have in the podcast. So hopefully we'll be able to put that. We're thinking about tomorrow putting that together, and that'll be out before this next weekend. Anything else that needs to be mentioned this time? Some updates or anything? Susan? Yeah, that's good for their doing things like that. We appreciate that. Anything else? Keep that gospel meeting in mind. It's coming up pretty quick. What is that? 4th, 5th, and 6th, isn't it? 4th, 5th, and 6th. Tony Terrell, he's from Fredericksburg, Virginia, and that he's actually son-in-law of Larry Arnold, our past minister. Anything else? If not, closing prayer. Mark.
Our Father in heaven, we'd like to thank you for letting us be able to come here this morning, be able to hear a lesson from your word and be able to sing hymns unto you. Be with all the sick and the shut-ins who are ones mentioned on the prayer list, and especially be with the ones that's recovering from surgeries, and be with them during their times of healing. Be with as we go to separate and go to our separate homes until the next appointed time. All this in Jesus' name. Amen.